Well, I'm an old history professor. Before I went into politics, I took some time out and went all the way through to a PhD at Northwestern University, came back and taught at my alma mater in South Dakota for 3 years, and then decided to go into politics. But I think the study of American history convinced me that Lincoln was our greatest president.
Can you talk a little bit about what some of the parallels you see between President Lincoln and President Barack Obama? I know a lot of people make parallels because they're both from Illinois, and of course they both were dealing with wars. What's most striking to you?
President Obama says that Lincoln is his role model. They both have the capacity to articulate complicated ideas in a rather compelling manner. I think that while Lincoln probably wrote the best speeches of any president we've ever had, I think that Barack Obama has delivered already some speeches that are going to live in history.
A lot of people say history is cyclical. I mean, what are the important lessons for where we're at with our global stage today?
Well, unfortunately, the Congress has fallen into a pattern where they're not willing to negotiate. I'm a Democrat, so naturally I'm more critical of the Republicans. I don't understand the Republican strategy in the Congress right now. It seems like they're just opposed to everything that the president wants to do. I don't think you can run a government that way.
What about the health care debate?
I think one of the things that's missing is what is obviously a simple solution that I think would work. Some of these bills run up to 1,000 pages. How do you get around a bill that long? I would have a one-sentence bill. Congress hereby extends Medicare to all Americans, period. One sentence. Everybody knows what Medicare is. It means that if you're 65 years and older, which I am, you get government health care. The government pays your doctors. You can go to any doctor you want. You can go to any hospital you want, and the government pays the bills. But I don't know why we quit there. I'd like to see my grandchildren. I'd like to see my great-grandchildren. I've got six of those receiving the same medical care that I get.
Part of your later career has been spent raising awareness about world hunger. What have you learned from that experience?
Well, I've been on that hunger issue ever since World War II. I was about 21 years old by the time the war ended. I made a resolution that if I ever had a chance to do battle with world hunger, hunger anywhere, I would do so. And what I've learned is that government can make a difference on the hunger and malnutrition fronts. Don't let anyone tell you that we can find a total answer to nutritional needs without the cooperation of the government. That's the central lesson I learned. I've learned that the wealthy countries, the countries with an abundance of food, can do a lot on the global scale, and we should do a lot on that scale. So much more needs to be done.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to you.